Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight, game two for the Sounds against the Omaha Storm Chasers. And we're joined by Isaac Collins, outfielder and infielder. I was going to call you one of the two, but it's both at this point, Isaac. You were part of an offense last night that had a bunch of hits, and you've been off to a good start this season. Last night's game was just kind of one of those wild games that comes about out of nowhere some nights. How would you describe how that game went? You guys are down, you fight back, and had all those chances.
Yeah, I mean, it was good on the offense, you know, being down 7-0 at the beginning of the game. You know, we didn't really, let that get to us. Kind of just took it one pitch at a time, fought our way back, and made it a little bit of a game there towards the end. Like you said, it's just one of those nights. Baseball is a weird sport. You know, you'll go through droughts where you get 2-3 hits as a team, and then the very next day you end up with 12-15 hits. Yeah. So it's just one of those games, really.
You get a warm night and a breezy night. Is that one of those nights where, regardless of who's going to be on the mound for them, you're going into the game feeling like it can be a good night?
100%. I mean, especially the warm weather. I know the last homestand was a little cold, but you know, it's warm this week. Wind's blowing out, so yeah. As long as the pitcher makes a mistake, you know, we put one in play, put it up in the air, it's gonna hopefully find some grass.
We've seen you in the lineup a lot. We've seen you getting some big hits. You had the triple the other day in Memphis, 3 hits last night, all extra bases. How would you describe the mindset and or the approach that you try to keep in your head as you're walking toward that batter's box?
For me, it's just intent at the plate. You know, I want to go up there and do damage. I'll sometimes get in trouble with just putting the ball in play or trying to work a walk, but if I go up there, you know, looking to do damage, looking for a pitch that I can handle, I tend to, you know, take the pitches that I can't, you know, do damage on and hit the ones and, you know, swing at the ones that I can do. So that's just like what I tell myself, intent, walking up to the plate. And, you know, with that approach, I think if I can just commit to that, results should show.
You guys as an offense in basically every single game this year have had a lot of scoring chances. There's not yet been a game where it was just like tip your cap. They just owned you guys as a lineup. In the wins, you guys are knocking them in with runners in scoring position, and in some of the losses, it's been from a lack of those hits. For you, you've got good numbers with runners in scoring position. I'm curious, do you try to treat those scenarios the same as any other at-bat, even though you know in the back of your mind that, like, that at-bat may have a little bit more at stake?
Yeah, 100%. You try to just take it one pitch at a time, really. But you definitely do need to read the situation, understand where hitters or runners are. I know last night I got into a situation, runners at second and third, less than 2 outs, ended up striking out. But you know, you got to look back at those situations and just look, okay, where could I have ended the at bat? But at the same time, like I said earlier, you want to get a pitch you can handle. So it's, you know, it's a give and take, a little bit of a trade off there. But you know, if you go up to the plate and just kind of tell yourself, you know, the pitcher is the one that's, you know, feeling it right now, not me, that'll give you some confidence and, you know, let it go on that good pitch to hit.
You know, they brought in a lefty late in the game last night. You're a switch hitter. You get turned around. I'm curious how you try to approach finding time in your prep to be ready on both sides of the plate, because I feel like you guys have seen, just overall, generally speaking this year, a ton of righties and not very many lefties.
Yeah, a lot of righties this year. In my pre-work, I try to do 50-50 on swings. Doesn't matter, you know, who's starting, just as the same amount of swings on each side. But for me, I'm naturally right-handed. I tend to have a little bit more confidence and trust from my right side. So when I see a lefty warming up down there, I start to salivate a little bit. I get excited for that lefty to come in. So, you know, for me, it's much easier to go from the left side to the right side than from the right to the left.
Mm-hmm. Tobias Myers went up to the big leagues today, a guy that you played behind a lot last year at Biloxi. And I talked with him on the pregame the other day, and he talked about how he really tried to focus last year on just being where his feet were and not worrying about when am I going to get up to AAA. Is there a parallel for you in that, too? We saw you briefly last year. You obviously want to move up, and now that you're here, you want to be in the big leagues. Describe that from your vantage point and that phrase of, like, be where your feet are. Easier said than done, obviously.
Easier said than done. That's the best way to describe it. But like you said, you have to take this game one pitch at a time. There's, you know, we play 150 games here at the AAA level. So if you just think too far ahead or think about your previous at bat or even the night before, you can spiral. And, you know, that comes with maturity. I learned that, you know, after my first year in AA, I had some struggles and I looked back on that year and I realized that I wasn't present a lot of those nights, and I gave away at bats. And you know, you can have a 0-3, 0-4 night with a few strikeouts, and still be able to, you know, get a hit that last at bat, or show up the next day and, you know, be a totally different player. You know, one game doesn't define you as a player, especially as a position player. So, yeah, you really just have to take it one pitch at a time at this level.
You talked about dividing your time lefty hitter, righty hitter in your prep. Is it the same infield versus outfield and just being ready for both? This team's a little thin on outfield right now, so I'm sure you feel like more chances are going to come out there at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Just as long as my name's in the lineup, I don't really care where I'm playing. But infield, I would say you have to be a lot more sharper. I try to get reps at infield just about every day. And then batting practice, that's the best reps you can get for outfield. So, you know, I've got a nice little routine of making sure that I get good quality work at both positions.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Isaac Collins, this has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.